now that both girls had finally looked up to see her. Scarlett's hazel eyes were already turning glassy. She had always been more sensitive than her sister.
"She broke my crown."
"A true queen's power isn't in her crown, my little love. It's here." Her mother placed a hand over her heart. Then she turned to Tella.
"Are you going to tell me that I don't need treasure to be a pirate, or that my greatest treasure is right here?"
Tella put a tiny hand over her heart, mimicking her mother. If Scarlett had done it, their mother would have imagined the gesture to be sincere. But their mother could see the devilry in Tella's eyes. Tella had a spark that could either set the whole world ablaze or give it much-needed light. "I would actually say your greatest treasure is sitting across from you. There is nothing quite so precious as the love of a sister." With that, the mother picked up her daughter's hands and squeezed. If there had been a clock in the room, it would have stopped. Occasionally, there are minutes that get extra seconds. Moments so precious, the universe stretches to make additional room for them. And this was one of them. People don't get pauses like these very often. Some people never receive them at all. These little girls didn't know this yet, because their stories hadn't begun, not really. But soon, their stories would take off, and when they did, these sisters would need every stolen moment of sweetness they could find. The Beginning. Chapter 1. Donatella. The first time Legend appeared in Tella's dreams, he looked as if he'd just stepped out of one of the stories people told about him. As Dante, he'd always dressed in shades as black as the rose tattooed on the back of his hand. But tonight, as Legend, he wore a seduction red double-breasted tailcoat lined in gold, accented by a matching cravat and his signature top hat. Shiny locks of black hair peeked out from beneath the brim of the hat, sheltering cold dark eyes that brightened when he looked at her. His eyes glittered more than the twilit waters surrounding their intimate boat. This was not the flat, cold look he'd given Tella two nights ago, right after he'd rescued her from a deck of cards and then callously abandoned her. Tonight, he was smiling like a wicked prince escaped from the stars, ready to spirit her up into the heavens. Uninvited butterflies took flight in Tella's stomach. He was still the most beautiful liar she'd ever seen. But Tella wasn't about to let Legend bewitch her the same way he had during Caraval. She smacked the top hat right off his pretty head, rocking the tiny vessel beneath them. He captured the hat with ease, fingers moving so fast, she'd have thought he'd anticipated her response if he weren't sitting across from her, near enough for Tella to see a muscle tick along his smooth jawline. The two of them might have been in a dream, where the twinkling sky turned murky purple around the edges as if nightmares lurked close. But Legend was as sharp as precise pen strokes and as vibrant as a freshly cut wound.
"I thought you'd be happier to see me," he said.
She gave him her most vicious glare. Her hurt from the last time she'd seen him was still too raw to hide.
"You walked away. You left me on those steps when I couldn't even move. Jax carried me back to the palace."
Legend's lips slashed into a frown.
"So, you're not going to forgive me for that?"
"You haven't said that you're sorry."
If he had, she would have forgiven him. She wanted to forgive him. She wanted to believe Legend wasn't all that different from Dante.